Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 9th. Happy Resurrection Day. And I am reading from the New International Version. Today we will be in Genesis chapter 8, Psalm 34 verses 1 through 7, and Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 21, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. In Genesis chapter 8, we are returning to the story of Noah. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had gone down. And on the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the waters had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the second month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds. Everything that moves on the land came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures, as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." As we read through that chapter, did you hear some recreation language? Remember with Adam and Eve, God told them to be fruitful and to multiply. And when Noah and his family exit the ark, he says the very same thing to them so that they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase the number on it. And it seems as though they have dominion over all the animals. They lead these animals out. So think of this as a recreation event. And that's going to become important tomorrow because Noah is going to be like Adam and Eve. He is going to regress into sin. It is a really interesting story. So come back tomorrow and let's read Genesis chapter 9 together and kind of think through how the themes of Scripture are developing. Okay, let's move on to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 34, and we'll read verses 1 through 7. Of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he left. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Let us now turn to the book of Mark. We're in Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 21 today. And again, in Mark, we're moving very quickly, so we're going to hear about the story of a lamp on a stand. We'll also read the parable of the growing seed, the parable of the mustard seed, and then we'll hear about Jesus calming the storm, which is one of my very favorite stories in Scripture, so I can hardly wait. Starting in verse 21, he said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp and put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here we see that Jesus has power even over the natural world. We are confirming again and again in the Gospel of Mark, who is this Jesus? And the answer is, he is the Messiah. He is Lord of all. Would you pray with me? Father, we come together as your people to praise you, to thank you for the many ways we see you at work around us. And especially, Lord, we come to thank you for your word, which reminds us of the beautiful story of redemption that you have woven throughout history. Thank you, Lord, for recreating the world, for not giving us up to our own sins, but through Noah for saving the people. Thank you, Lord, for saving David in the midst of a difficult situation. And thank you, Lord, for the story of the disciples, that you saved them from the storm. We are reminded, Lord, that you have power over nature, you have power over disease, and you have power over life itself. And so, Lord, we offer ourselves up to you, and we ask, Lord, that you might show us your power. Help us, though, Lord, not to love you just for the power that we see, but help us to completely trust you. I so identify with the disciples who are rebuked by Jesus. And when he says, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Lord, in this year, would you root out the fear that stays in our hearts? Would you remind us of your sovereignty? And would you help us not to fear, but to have faith? Lord, would Philippians 4, 6, and 7 be ours? To be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we present our request to you. And may your peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts. We do thank you, Lord, that you listen to our prayers, and we thank you for all the many ways that you have blessed us. Thank you, Lord, for a voice. Thank you, Lord, for this podcast. Thank you, Lord, for homes. Thank you, Lord, for families. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.